101X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Casey Horn. Recently retired Loyalist College President Maureen Piercy will be honored tonight during a dinner at the school. James Gaughan has the story.
Piercy retired from Loyalist at the end of August this year after 11 years as president. Don Slopiak, the College's student success mentor, says Piercy wasn't just a colleague, but a good friend.
I've met Maureen because I worked in the lab school in the child care center and sort of had more of a connection to her as a mom with a child in the child care center. So for me, it was kind of nice knowing that somebody within the college and senior management would have had a connection to us. I sort of feel the loss from that.
Slopiak says Piercy's retirement has taken some adjustment for her.
New people that come in don't have that historical background, and we were just doing an experience the other day. Somebody was trying to research the health center, and you know, you're trying to find people who would have been here when the health center would have been created, and so those little pieces get lost.
The school is currently looking for a replacement for Piercy, says Heather Pauline, coordinator of student services. She says she hopes whoever the school hires carries on Piercy's work.
Just to continue the goals of the college and making it a great learning environment for all of our students.
The dinner for Piercy is at 5:30 tonight in the Loyalist College gym. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
Robert Brown, author of the book Wealthing Like Rabbits, stopped by Loyalist College on Wednesday. The book is about personal finance. Brown uses humor and pop culture references to introduce young people to personal finance and hopes to reach a younger audience.
Wealthing Like Rabbits is a personal finance book. When I say that, it's about everyday common sense money situations that almost everybody faces. And if students leave thinking a little differently about how they handle their credit cards, which is a big focus of the presentation, and thinking a little bit differently about how they're going to handle their money in the long term, then I think it's been a big success.
Brown says if students think about the money they're spending now, they'll have a chance to stay out of what he calls dumb, excessive consumer debt. One person is dead and more than 100 others are reported injured after a train crashed into a New Jersey station this morning. Brad Milkey from ABC News has the details.
Well, the injured continue to be removed from the scene, but right now engineers are still looking at whether the structure is safe to be near. The train blew through its stop, it crashed into a support beam and collapsed part of the roof. Right now, emergency crews trying to figure out exactly what went wrong here at this commuter hub that brings much of New Jersey into New York for their morning commute.
Jamie Weatherhead Saul was on the first car of the train.
People are screaming. And the lady next to me said, my legs are caught in the door. So we help her out, we pull her legs out, and the gentleman is bleeding down his face. And we just don't know, everything just got dark.
Authorities are still investigating what caused the crash. That's QNET News on 91X to 104. In sports, Canada can win the World Cup of Hockey tonight with a victory over Team Europe at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. Canada beat Europe 3-1 in the opener on the best of the three series on Tuesday. Team Canada forward Corey Perry says his team will be looking for the sweep.
In our dressing room, it's we're at the top and we want to win each and every night. Our intention, our enthusiasm, our everything in that dressing room is at its peak.
If necessary, Game 3 would be played Saturday night. The parents of a Calgary Stampeder shot to death at a Calgary nightclub early Sunday morning are arriving in the city today. Mylon Hicks was on the Stampeder practice roster and was out with teammates when the attack took place. Stampeder's head coach Dave Dickinson says Mylon's teammates will get a chance to meet his parents.
But I think the guys are going to try to reach out, as well as our, front office and coaching staff, and hopefully, we kind of connect with the parents and there's some good stories and memories that we can share.
A fan-organized vigil will be held in Hicks' honor at McMahon Stadium this evening. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Cloudy today with a small chance of showers and the high 19. Clouds continuing overnight and a low of 12. Friday, mainly cloudy with a high of 18. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 17, and Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 21. At 1:06, it's 16 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Casey Horn. News on 91X, next at 3.